我们翻开历代志下三章。
Let's open to Second Chronicles chapter 3.
第三节。
And verse 3.
有一次亚比亚率领挑选的兵40万百乘，都是勇敢的战士。耶和伯罗安也挑选大能的勇士80万人对亚比亚摆阵。
第几章？
第十三章第三节。
十三章。
十三章。
Chapter 13, verse 3. Verse 3. Abia went into battle with a force of 400,000 able fighting men, and Jeroboam drew up a battle line against him with 800,000 able troops.
我们看到这四十万对八十万。
We see the number of 400,000 versus 800,000.
他一倍的兵力。
It's doubled in difference.
我们看到亚比亚他所用的是神给他的一个智慧。
What we saw Abia use was God's wisdom.
除了有这样子的智慧以后呢，还要怎么样归向神？
Not only that he had the wisdom, he also had to turn to the Lord.
向神祷告。
And pray to the Lord.
他用什么方法呢？我们从第四节到第九节我们都可以看出来。
We can see what he used in verse 4 to verse 9.
最主要呢，亚比亚呢站在以法莲的山地中。
So, Abia stood in the mountain in Ephraim, isn't it?
在那个地方呢，我们看到他讲到说，以色列跟神立的言约。
You talk about the covenant of salt that Israel set with God.
那么这个言约呢，他一定在这个摩西五经以及民数记里面所看见。
He must have seen it in the Pentateuch of Moses and the Deuteronomy.
立位记跟民数记表示这个亚比亚呢有去研读神的话。
So that means that Abia must have read the Leviticus and also the words of God.
那现在不是讲到说你是来站在你的立场来跟我征战。
So he's just saying that he's standing here just to fight.
而是说，既然我们跟神是立了言约，你现在竟然要来攻打自己的兄弟。
So that he said that to him, basically have said that a covenant with God of salt, yet you want to fight your brothers.
不是攻打犹大的支派，你是攻打神。
You're not just fighting the tribes of Israel, you're actually attacking God.
再来，他给他一个心理的很大的障碍。
So he gave him a great problem in his heart.
就说这个耶伯拉安呢，这个尼巴的儿子耶罗伯安来起来背叛他的主人。
The Jeroboam came up and went to rebel against his master.
第七节他说，有些无赖的匪徒聚集跟从他。
So he says in verse 7, some worthless scoundrels gather around him.
意思说你们不要被这一些人牵着鼻子走。
Telling them you do not be led by these worthless people.
那么那个时候呢，这一个罗伯安呢还幼弱。
At that time, Jeroboam was very young.
他刚刚当王。
Because he just became king.
还不知道当怎么样处理。
He didn't know how to decide on matters.
那么现在你们有意那个抗拒大卫子孙所手下所治耶和华的国。
Now you plan to resist the kingdom of the Lord, which is in the hands of David's descendants.
你们的人也甚多。
You are indeed a vast army.
你们那里又有耶伯罗安为你们所当造作上帝的金牛犊。
And you have the golden calf that you are born made to be your God.
现在已经拉到说你按照着这个金牛犊来挑战耶和华呢。
So he mentioned now that you're using your golden calf to challenge the Lord.
过去的历史你们不明白吗？
You forget already the past history?
以色列人难道你们忘本了吗？
You don't know who you are?
所以这个是什么心理战的一个开始。
This is beginning a psychological war.
不是来打我，你是来打永生的神。
You're not here to attacking us, but attacking the
eternal God. 这个大卫是神所立下来永远的言约。
So this David's kingdom is actually set by the salt covenant of salt.
要使他的子孙来做王。
That his descendant will reign forever.
那你现在要推翻大卫的王朝，就是推翻神。
Now, if you're going to resist the kingdom of David, it is resisting the kingdom of the Lord.
那事实上，他讲的都句句在理。
So everything he said is actually according to the word.
也是来自于神给他的智慧。
Also the wisdom from God.
我们看见呢，当这一个还是怎样第这个一开始的时候，你们第九节，你们不是驱逐耶和华祭司亚伦后裔的利未人吗？
Then he said, "Did you drive out the priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron?"
不是照着外邦人的恶俗为自己立祭司吗？
Did you consecrate you? your peace your own way.
他说无论任何人牵一只公牛赌七只公绵羊将自己分别出来就可以虚无之死可以做虚无之神的祭司。
Whoever comes to consecrate himself with a young bull and seven rams may become a piece of what are not gods.
这是贿赂。
This is a bribe.
贿赂成为一个这个职分。
So this is bribe to have a ministry.
无论任何人。
No matter who it is.
只要能够这样。
As long as they can do this.
不是像神所立下来的立位人。
This is not the Levite set by the Lord.
而你们已经把神的立位人赶出去。
You already drove out all the Levites.
那么这一个呢我们是怎么样这个每日早上向耶和华献祭
that they burn offering to the Lord every morning
又遵行耶和华的命
they also obey the commands of the Lord
唯有是你们离弃他
only you guys have departed from him
你看那个我们知道两军对战的时候最喜欢来一个这个新战喊话
you know that when the two armies are going against each other they can use the words of psychological warfare
出师无名啊
so it's best to use that
那么必须要怎么样有名来做这一个工作
They need to have a way to do this kind of attack
那么我们摆在这个地方呢啊是怎么样师出有名
So whatever you put here is actually worth the power
那么你们攻战是师出无名
And what you are doing you're fighting in, with no name
我们看到这个是一个很重要的一个方法
We see that is a very important way
不但如此他还怎么样仰赖耶和华
Not only that he trusts in the Lord
因为他在那个地方啊，知道他的名啊比这个耶罗伯安呢少了一半。
He knew that he has only half of the army of your bone.
我们在看到呢，他们在那个地方吹角赞美神。
So we saw that they were blowing the trumpet and praising God.
率领我们的是神。
So who lead us is God, the Lord our God.
这里也有神的祭司拿着号向你们吹出大声。
So we also have priests of God who.We blow the trumpet, sound the battle cry against you.
我们看这一次的耶伯兰一失败以后，从此耶罗伯安的一振不起。
So we saw that once Jeroboam was defeated here, he will never rise again.
最后也在神的惩罚当中死去。
He also died under God's punishment.
我们看到二十一节亚比亚渐渐强盛。
We saw that in verse 21, Abia grew in strength.
娶妻妾十四个。
He married 14 wives.
那么讲十四个啊。
Talking about 14.
算是不错的
It's actually pretty good
就是不是那么多
It's not that many
14个还不算多吗
So you think the 14 is that many?
比照所有的网里面来讲算是很少的
Roughly speaking it's actually not that many
我们不是要去挑烂苹果
Of course we are not trying to pick and choose
我们只是要看到这一件事情里面呢我们看到越归向神的人
We see that the people who are closer to God
他恶行是越少
They have less wicked deeds
严格讲起来每一个人他都有若干的叛逆的性质
So strictly speaking we all have flesh that rebel
只是有时候是隐而未现的罪
Some of our hidden sins
也许我们也看不清楚
Maybe we do not see clearly
就像很多这个先知呢他在做一些事情的时候
Just like some prophets when they do their work
最后他还认为他自己是为主大发热心
They thought they have a great zeal for the Lord
神要导引他错误的脚步
But God wants to lead them from their straight ways.
他坚决的是他在为神的国度大发热。
But they insist that they are doing work for the kingdom.
这一些呢，从历史上面呢，是给我们有一些很重要的警惕。
This is give us a great warning from the history.
第四节
，in verse 14.
这个亚比亚的儿子亚撒行耶和华眼中看为善为正的事。
So Abia did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord.
每一次哈，这个历代志读了很多次了，列王也读了很多次。
After we read a lot of Kings and Chronicles several times，
每一次在读到这一句话的时候
，Every time when I read this，
心中虽然知道以后后会有什么事情发生
，We already know what's going to happen in the future。
但是我每一次在读到这一句话的时候，我就松了一口气。
So every time I read this， I kind of relax a little。
好像为死人担忧哈。
Almost like to worry for the
当他做善事的时候
Because when he did what was good
看为神眼中看为善为正的事
So after did was good in the right and in the eyes of the Lord
最起码呢以色列人在那二三十年当中是可以保留太平
So at least that the Israelites will have peace for 20 to 30 years
如果是为恶的事情的时候
But when they did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord
将他交在摩亚 摩押的手中呢，或亚门或以埃及的手中。
So God will give them into the hands of Moabites or Ammonites or Pharaoh.
或是让自己的兄弟以色列来欺负他。
Or maybe to the hands of his brothers Israel.
在那个南北分派的两国里头。
In the division of northern and south kingdoms.
那么不但如此
Not only so
这周边零星的小国
Even the little nations around them
这并不可怕
It's not scary
他们在这样子征战不休的时候
So when they continue to have wars and never have rest
这个周边之外的两只大狗
Even the dogs the two big dogs are around them
变得成为熊啊
They become like bears
马代波斯已经要进入来了
Because Medes and Persia will come in.
他们还看不见。
They couldn't see it.
他们只是只要面对面前这个以前没有赶出去的这一些怎么样？这些周边的邻国。
They are only facing the enemies that they could not drive out around them.
他们没有想到哈马口以外的那以这个啊马代波斯这伊朗跟这个啊这个波斯跟巴比伦。
So they did not realize the Medes and Persia, especially Babylon, that will come to.To take him captive.
这个也是给我们一个警惕。
He's also giving us a warning.
有时候我们面对好像面对我们这周边的这一些琐事都已经自顾不暇了。
It seems like we have our hands full just facing what's around us.
如果亚述帝国兴起
But if Assyrians raised up.
哎呀兴起又看看自己的这个弟兄姐妹被吞吃了。
We saw our brothers and sisters being devoured by them.
哎呀我还保守着。
And you try to keep yourself.
哪一天巴比伦兴起的时候
，When one day the Babylon
is raised up,
we also be devoured too.
这个是让我们看到，不要因为自己周边的事宜自顾不暇。
So do not be just not able to handle what's around us only.
而忘记神赐给我们的国度。
But forget the kingdom that God has given us.
那个国度的使命。
And the commission of the kingdom.
我们要抓住。
We need to grab fast onto it.
好好的为。神的福音的工作
and they do the work of the gospel
我们这一个礼拜有讲到的这个礼拜有讲到接棒
so on Friday we talk about succession
耶稣基督给门徒的接棒
the succession that Jesus Christ gave to the disciples
就是给我们的接棒
it's our succession
保罗说无论得死不得死
whether it's in the season or out of season
总要救些人
you need to save some
也就是我们个人的周边的是不是很愉快
So maybe people around us are living well.
我面对一些问题的时候已经自顾不暇了。
That when problem comes to me, I already have enough in my hands.
我们如何在小组的教会的当中
？So how do we in the cell group and in the church
完成神国的使命
？And complete the commission of the kingdom.
我们是要先自顾那一些呢，还是要把神的国使命先放在优先呢
？Do we care for our things, or do we put the kingdom first in terms of commission?
神给我们的方式是先求神的国跟神的义。
But God tells us to see His kingdom, His righteousness first.
我们来看到亚撒行耶和华眼中看为正为善的事情。
We see that Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord, His God.
那么一开始讲到这一个亚撒的军队，那是犹大拿盾牌300,000人。
That he used 300,000 people with he gave them 300,000 people with shields and spears.
拿盾牌拿拉弓的有280,000人。
And Benjamin armed with small shields and bows and 280,000.
但是我们看到人家100,000。
But we see that 1,000,000.
战车300辆。
And also had 300 chariots.
出来攻击犹大。
And came to attack Judah.
于是呢，亚撒出去与他迎敌。
So Asa went out to meet him.
这加加起来呢，也不过五十来万，又差人家一倍。
So if he put all his army together, maybe 500,000. Again, he's
only half of his
number, and plus the chariot.
这也就是以色列人进入这个迦南地的时候最怕的铁车。
These are the chariots of iron that the Israelites feel the most when they went to the land of Canaan.
那么我们就看到这个亚撒呢，只有呼求耶和华他的神。
So the only thing Asa could do was call to the Lord his God.
唯有你能帮助软弱的。
Only you, Lord, can help the weak, the powerless, against the mighty.
我们来读这段的话语。
Let's read this verse here.
亚撒呼求耶和华。
Verse 11. Then Asa called to the Lord his God and said,
耶和华，求你为你有能帮助软弱的。
There's one like you to help the powerless against the mighty.
胜过强盛的。耶和华，我们的神啊，
Lord,
求你帮助我们，因为我们仰赖你。奉你的名来攻击这大军
army, O Lord,
耶和华你是我们的神不容人胜过盼望这个亚撒的呼求、啊、
I hope that this cry out by Asa
刚刚讲说我们要呼求
When we say we cry out to the Lord,
呼求从哪里来？
Where does crying out come from?
从神的话来啊。
From the word of God.
啊，呼求除了讲这个主啊以外呢，啊。
Besides, O Lord.
我们看主啊后面有什么？
What follows?
内容啊。
You need to have content.
主啊的意思，耶和华。
You say Jehovah.
啊，因为这个耶和华当时呢，哈，他们以后呢，慢慢他们不太敢用耶和华的名。
Because later on they did not dare to use the name of Jehovah.
怕妄称耶和华的名。
That they would take the name in vain.
结果他们就改成 Adonai.
So they change his name to Adonai.
Adonai 就是主啊的意思啦。
Adonai means O Lord.
那么在这里呢，我们就看到他就是奉主的名来攻击这大军。
So they use the name of the Lord to attack this vast army.
我们怎么去征战？
How do we fight?
我们如何去征战？
How do we fight?
我们这个师出是不是有名？
So do we have the name?
我们这征战是为自己的骄傲呢，还是因为自私？
Are we fighting because of our own pride and our selfish gain?
还是奉主的名？
Or in the name of the Lord?
我们今天是要跟我们的属肉体的征战跟这世界征战的时候。
So when we are fighting against our flesh and the world,
我们既是奉主的名来的时候呢，唯有神能够帮助我们软弱胜过强胜。
So in the name of the Lord, only by His name that we be able to overcome the weakness and be victorious.
啊，拦阻一定有。
So of course there are obstacles.
但神赐给我们的刚强的心。
But God gives us a heart of strength.
面对这个环境。
To face the environment.
那我们来看这个时候呢。
At this time.
这个有这个亚撒利亚的这个预言。
So we have the Azariah's
厄德的儿子先知亚撒利亚的预言。
So the Spirit came upon Azariah, son of God, he prophesied.
这个亚撒利亚啊，就是跟撒加利亚是差不多的。
Azariah is similar to Zachariah.
名字他名字啊，有点意音上不同。
Even the sounds are a little bit different.
这两个人名字的意思都相同。
But the meaning of these two names are same.
那么在这里面呢，他预言到说，这个呢将可以把这个啊这个耶和华的殿呢，这个呢完全的修筑建造起来。
Then he prophesied that the temple of the Lord will be completely rebuilt.
那么我们就看到整个的得胜里面呢，他们就得胜了这一个整个大军。
So when he won, he won against this vast army.
所以到了15章的时候呢。
So in chapter 15.
我们看到这个亚撒呢，听了这一个厄德儿子亚撒利亚的话。
So as I heard the words of the prophecy of Azariah, son of Oded.
将以法莲的城市夺回来的时候呢，把这个可证之物完全的毁灭掉。
When he captured the whole land of Judah and Benjamin from the towns, that they remove all the detestable idols.
又有许多的以色列人啊归降亚撒。
And also many Israelites that turned to Asa.
因为这个以法莲这个马拉西啊这个西面人在他们当中聚居的是以色列人。
Because the people who live in Manasseh and Ephraim were Israelites.
所以在十二个支派里面呢，我们看到当时只有犹大跟便雅悯。
So in the 12 tribes of Israel, only Judah and Benjamin.
那因为这个耶伯罗安呢，根本不把利未人当作祭司，所以利未人也逃到这个犹大。
But because Jeroboam did not treat the Levites well, so the Levites all went to Judah.
所以大部分讲十个支派呢，啊，这个里面我们看到呢，应该是只有九个支派。
But strictly speaking, if they talk about 10 tribes, only 9 tribes.
这个九个支派里面呢，有更多有部分的人呢，他们是怎么样啊？离开他们的支派里面，这个。回到耶路撒冷。
So even more within the nine tribes, they left to return to Jerusalem.
这个只是背叛祖宗啊。
So they were going against their forefathers.
当时他们怎么样叛逃到这个，或是离开那聚居在那个地方的。
Those who fled and who departed from there.
啊，就像说你可能不是山东人，你这个那你是这个是别省份的人聚在山东里面一样。
So they treat them as a foreigners because they came from somewhere else.
哎呀，这样子的时候呢，他们开始在那个地方呢，回到神的面前。
So they actually return to the Lord.
那是不是就变成被某自己是某些支派的，就被某些支派的弃绝了？
So they were they actually rejected by other tribes?
的确是这样。
Indeed, that's what happened to them.
当他们不愿意回来的时候。
So when they are not willing to return.
我们就看到了，就像基督徒有时候我们要信基督的时候。
So for some Christians who want to believe in Christ.
常常会有这种祖宗的这一个问题。
Oftentimes they have a problem with of their ancestors.
啊，他们认为就是说信了耶稣以后祖宗不用拜了。
So a lot of people believe that after they believe in Christ, they do not need to worship their ancestors.
这个是中国人很大的一个问题。
This is a great problem in China.
但是问题是，他们拜的祖宗是把祖宗当成神来拜。
The problem is that they worship their idol. I mean, their forefathers or ancestors as idols.
中国人的祭祖是慎终追远的意思。
So actually the meaning is to remember them.
只是宗教把它拿来当成一种这样子的一个转。
But the religion twisted and turned it.
而我们把它慎重追远的那个实质的意义已经忘记了。
So strictly speaking, they actually forgot the original meaning.
既然慎重追远，好的跟坏的都要表明出来。
So it became all combined together, the good and the bad.
圣经里面，不管你是君王，你是先知。
In the Bible, whether you are king or prophet.
你是行邪术的。
Or you are diviners.
提出来的时候，都把正面跟反面提出来。
They talk about the good and the bad.
不是说只有哎呀，摩西这个犯错，小事情把它掩盖掉。
So just because Moses sinned because of him, that they would just cover it up.
因为他要成为给我们一个生命的指导原则。
Because he's who's to lead us about life.
这不是神在数算摩西的小问题。
It's not God counting Moses' little problems.
而是把这一些呢，成为我们一个生命的指引。
But it gives us a guide in life.
那我们就看到呢，这一个啊，这个十五章十二节里面。
So in chapter 15 verse 12,
一些聚居的人呢，他们就立约。
So those who came to dwell, they entered
the covenant. 还有犹太人，他们也立约，要尽心尽性地寻求耶和华他们列祖的神。
So also all people in Judah, they want to seek the Lord, the God, their forefather, with all their heart and soul.
那么亚萨三十六年的时候，以色列人往巴沙上来攻击犹大。
So Baasha came to attack Judah when Asa was king.
这时候我们就看见呢，亚萨在某一些方面的时候呢，是软弱的。
We saw that Asa was weak in certain aspects.
我们经常也会是这样子。
We often would be like this.
也就是说，当我们自己觉得有能力可以去胜过的时候
，So sometimes when we feel we have the strength to overcome,
我们就不再依靠神。
We don't trust in the Lord.
因为我们手上还有一些成本资源嘛。
Because we have some resources in our hands.
我们先把成本资源先用一用。
We just use the resource in our hands first.
那么不行的时候，我们再来求告耶和华。
And we cannot do it, then we seek the Lord.
亚萨大致上就是这样的一个情况。
This is what happened to Asa.
那么我们就看到这一个他去找这一个亚兰王。
So he went to seek the king of Aram.
啊，去怎么样叫亚兰王拿一些金银，叫请打手雇佣兵呢、啊、
？So he gave some silver and gold to hire hands.
这个事情果然见效。
Of course, this was effective.
但是有没有讨神的喜悦
？But did it please the Lord?
那么打古实人，他这一个应胜过古实人，难道是他的一个功劳吗
？So to win against the gathered people, was it his glory?
所以呢，我们就看到呢，这个亚兰这个先知呢，哈拿尼亚。
So
哈拿尼虽然这个在本经文当中出现。
So this prophet appear here, Hanan.
但是呢，我们从这一个这个历代列王记上的时候就看见。
We saw this in the first Kings.
他的这个他是先知耶户的父亲。
Then he was father of Yehu.
哈拿尼的父亲他是先知耶户的父亲耶户。
He was the father of prophet Yehu.
这个是在历代志上。第十六章里面，上次我们有看过的。
So this is what we saw in First Kings chapter 16.
这个哈拿尼呢，来告诉这个亚萨说，这个古实路比人的军队不是很大嘛。
So the prophet came to tell Asa that this army is not great.
只因你仰赖耶和华。
But so that you should trust in the Lord.
他便将他们交在你们手里。
That if you trust in the Lord, He will give them into your hands.
他说耶和华的眼目遍察全地。
For the eyes of the Lord reign throughout the earth.
要显大能，帮助那向他心存诚实的人。
To strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
没有一件事情神没有看见。
There's nothing that God does not see.
没有一件最小到神怎么样，他不查验。
Not even the little thing that God does not examine.
也没有一件事情最大到神赦免不了。
There's nothing so great that God cannot forgive.
这个是遍察全地的神。
This is the God whose eyes search.
你这是行的愚昧。
So what you've done is foolish.
此后你必要有征战的事。
So the war will come, the fights will come to you.
那么我们看到呢，这个亚萨听一听以后呢
，So we saw that Asa after he heard this，
竟然恼恨
，He became angry。
啊，这个就把他关在监狱里面。
So he locked him up in the prison。
啊，我们提到呢，亚萨呢也虐待一些人民。
It is also says here that Asa brutally oppressed some of the people。
当我们就看到说一个人的生命里头
，We see a person's life
在某些方面的不完全。
So it's incomplete in certain aspects。
但是如果他愿意转回
，If they are willing to turn back，
神会医治他。
God will heal them。
这是我们看到所罗门建殿的时候神给我们的应许。
This is what we see in the promise when the Solomon built the temple.
不是给当时的犹太人的应许，也是给我们的应许。
It's not just given to the Israelites at that time, but also to us.
所以我们就看到十二节里面呢，亚萨做王39年。
So in verse 12, we see that Asa in the 39th years of his reign,
他脚上有病。
He was afflicted with a disease in his feet. It was severe.
病的时候没有求耶和华。
But he did not seek help from the Lord.
只求医生。
But only from the physician.
这有错吗？
Was there anything wrong with it?
啊，这有错吗
？Was anything wrong with it?
啊，这有没有错？有病的不是要找医生吗
？Is it don't you see the physician when you have sickness?
当然，这问题在哪里
？Where is the problem?
啊，当时的医生呢
？The physician at that time
有两层的意思。
Yes, double meanings.
就像啊，这个我们的中医里头
，So like it's our Chinese
有一些也很喜欢玩那个奇经八卦。
They like to use divination.
啊，因为怎么样？因为我们的经络。
Because our experience,
他就因为人这个阴阳两极里头怎么样去调试，他也会怎么样，会用一些啊这个术士的方式。
They will use that divination to adjust the yin and yang of man.
有一些是走火入魔。
Some actually get so deep into the wickedness.
中国人喜欢炼丹，有没有
？The Chinese like to prepare certain potions.
以前那个大部分的这个哈、啊，不是因为什么样子这个病死掉的，大概就是炼丹哦。是坏了肾了。
So probably because they didn't die from the disease,
当时又没有洗肾的概念，所以死掉了。
But because the potion they prepared killed their kidneys and they died.
这里面呢，讲到的就是也跟邪术有些相关的。
So here is talking about divination, also.
啊，如果说啊，只因为求医生而没有求耶和华，耶和华就生气。
So if they saw only the physician but not the Lord,
啊，你对我太没有信心了。
Then the Lord said, "You have no faith."
当然，这个背景里面就到。医生的时候呢，某一些层次的时候，当时没有什么西医嘛。
So at that time there was no Western medicine at that time.
那在快三千年前的时候
，in 3000 years ago，
那么我们就看到这医疗不是那么样的丰盛。
We see that the medicine was not so advanced.
他用的就是有一些的邪术。
So what they used was divination.
使他的脚呢不会得到医治。
So that his feet would not be cured.
让他脚痛到死。
So his feet.Hurting, he suffered from the feet till his death.
当我们很容易讲这个行为上出现毛病。
So when our feet is diseased, there are problems with our actions.
不归向神。
We will not turn to the Lord.
仍然自义。
Also, we go with our own will.
所谓可以解决之道。
To find ways to solve the problem.
这也就是说，这一个啊，他不求这个啊神，他去找这一个亚兰王。
So it means that he did not seek help from the Lord, but he went to seek King Aram of Aram.
第章里面给我们看到亚萨的儿子耶沙法接续他做王。
In chapter 17, we saw that Jehoshaphat succeeded him as king.
奋勇自强，防备以色列人。
And strengthened himself against Israel.
那么这一个在里面呢，他讲到他是一个好的一个王。
He said that he was a good king.
啊，第三节，耶和华与耶沙法同在。
That the Lord was with Jehoshaphat.
为什么呢？因为他行他主大卫出行之道。
Because in his early years he walked in the ways of his father David.
大卫以出行的是叫什么什么
？In the early years, what does it mean?
不杀神的受膏者。
He did not kill the anointed one of the Lord.
受膏者。
And only respect him.
然后呢，最后怎么样？合神心意的人。
And also, walk according to the will of the Lord.
他不寻求巴力。
He did not seek Baal.
这个是一个很大的对比。
This is a great contrast.
寻求这个大卫出行之道，不寻求巴力。
So he sought the ways of his father David, but not the ways of Baal.
父亲的神
and the father, the God of his father,
遵行他的诫命
and follow his commands,
不效法以色列的行为
rather than the practices of Israel.
那么我们就看到这一些，这个啊，第十七章里面呢
，we see in chapter 17,
耶沙法的军队
，we see the army of Jehoshaphat.
耶沙法的军队的大小刚好是这个他父亲亚萨军队的两倍。
So the size of Jehoshaphat army was twice as that of his father Asa.
当我们看到他越来越强盛的时候
When we saw that he became more and more powerful,
耶沙法大有尊荣之才就以亚哈结亲。
So he married into the family of Ahaz.
哎呀，要抵御以色列人。
So to fight against Israel.
不是都是自己的兄弟吗
？Are they all brothers and sisters?
哎呀，妥协一下好了，妥协一下，不要再征战了。
They should maybe make a treaty and not fight anymore.
我们应该一致对外嘛。
They should have fight the outside.
好不好
？Is it good?
理论上都没有错。
In theory, it's nothing wrong.
那哪一定要跟他打到底呢？
Why should they fight till the end?
但是问题在哪里
？But where was the problem?
问题在以色列已经离开神了。
That Israel already departed from God.
不是我们要去把它灭绝，神有没有这样告诉我们
？It's not that we are to destroy them that God did not tell us to do.
不去灭绝它，不是代表可以容让他们。
So not to destroy them doesn't mean that we should accept them either.
结合的时候就有一些的利益输送。
So when they become unified, there will be conflict in interest.
生活行为就会按照他们的方式，慢慢的被他潜移默化。
And the way they live will also be changed.
拉上来很不容易，你知不知道
？You know, it's very hard to lift somebody up.
要把你拽下来很容易，
对不对 ？To be pulled down is easy.
不相信你们两个人把一个人拉上去，一个人把两个人拽下来看看。
So if you don't believe it, you try to pull a person down, but
觉得把你两个人拽下来比较容易。
So it's easier to pull two persons down than to pull one person up.
因此呢，你要把人拽上去，你要用什么样？三倍的力量，你知道吗
？Because you need to lift somebody up, you need to use a three.
比较有保险。
Three times the strength, because that's safer.
因为拽你那个人可能是小孩。
Maybe the person you're lifting up is a child.
是很强壮的人，一手就把他拉起来。
Maybe you're very strong, you can lift him up with just one pull.
那也可能你的力量大过他三倍以上。
Maybe your strength is over the three times the strength.
十八章给我们看到这一个以这个亚哈结亲的时候。
We saw that in chapter 18 when he married.
他们就去打仗。
Family Ahab, they went to war together.
那么还好是约沙法呢，他说：“哎呀，要打仗还是得问问先知一下。”
So good thing that Jehoshaphat said before they fight, they should seek the prophet.
那么表示约沙法也在敬畏神的当中。
Meaning that Jehoshaphat still feared the Lord. 一些
先知讲完话的时候呢
，After the prophet had said to them,
他特别看看这些不是耶和华的先知哎。
Then he said that these are not the prophets of the Lord.
他就说：“哎，那。”不是还有个耶和华的先知吗
？Then he said, "Is there another prophet of the Lord?"
亚哈就说：“啊，有了，他都是讲不好听的、负面的话。”
Yeah, Ahab said, "Yeah, there's another prophet. He never said anything good."
特别对我讲负面的话。
He always says negative things to me.
那这个人就是米该亚。
This person is Micaiah.
米该亚呢？啊，就真正的讲了这些话。
Micaiah really said these things.
他说什么？耶和华叫我说什么，我就说什么。
Whatever the Lord tells me to say, I will say.
啊，不妥协。
He will not compromise.
啊，他纵然一个先知呢，就是骨头硬成这样。
So as a prophet, his bone is so stubborn.
要被凌辱、被砍头、被责骂，他都怎么样？不说反话。
Even though he was disgraced and to be beheaded, he will not compromise. He will not compromise.
结果呢，这个讲完了以后呢，这个亚哈呢就把他关起来，等我平平安安回来，来处置他。
After he declared this, I have locked him up in prison until things were settled.
一句更让他心战胆寒的话哈。
Then he said something to Ahab that even make his heart tremble.
若能平安回来
，If he ever returns safely,
就是耶和华没借着我的口说这话。
The Lord has not spoken through me.
啊，他才特别的又说证明了。
Then he added, not my words.
你们都是证人哈。
You are all righteous, all you people.
当然，这个我们就看到先知来讲话的时候
，You see that when the prophets speak,
很多的先知讲话的时候，群众都是听的。
And you see that people will listen.
人家总是要听好话。
Because people usually want to hear something good.
那么多的先知都讲好话。
Because all the prophets say things that are good.
我就不相信你这个先知，那人家那么多的先知跟这个先知有什么差别呢？
And he wants to see what the difference between all these prophets and just this single person. 人家
这些都是让群众爱戴、让王尊重的。
So all the other prophets please people and loved by the king.
是讲反话。
But you always say something opposite.
那么米该亚讲说，就是这样。
Micaiah said, "This is the way."
大家来作证吧。
Let's see what let's all be witness.
我们知道亚哈那一次就是被人家这个乔装，还要改装一下啊。
So Ahab has to disguise himself, and even this war.
改名哈、啊，不会改命了 啊。
So you can change name, but you want to change your future.
很多人喜欢去这个为了命运的改一下名字。
So a lot of people want to change their fortune, so they change their names.
如果没有神的同在哈、啊，改再多的名哈、啊。
If God is not with them, no matter how many names you change,
那个命就是这样子。
That their life will be the same.
因为你没有刚好归向神。
Because you did not turn to the Lord.
归向神的时候。
When you turn to the Lord.
但是因为原本你离开神的那个命，回到神真正的计划里头。
Because that life that was away from the Lord now is turned to God's plan.
所以神怎么样？神预定我们得永生。
So God predestined us to receive eternal life.
所以很多人说啊，神至少都预定好我走这种烂路了哈。
So people say, since God predestined, no matter what kind of rotten way I go,
神预定你得永生，是你自己跑到那个地方里去的。
No, God predestined you, but you went the wrong way.
而不是神预定你就是要坐在这个苦难的苦楚的当中。
God didn't predestine you to be in this suffering.
是我们自己偏离。
It's ourselves who have strayed.
当我们归向神的时候，
so when we turn back to the Lord,
我们就在永生神的命的当中。
We are in the commanded life of the Lord.
那么特别告诉这个约沙法呢，然而你还有善行，从你的国中除掉偶像。
So he told Joshua, there's still some good in you, that get rid of the idols in your nation.
那么这个要不然的话，这个约沙法大概也不能平平安安回到耶路撒冷。
Otherwise, Joshua probably cannot return to Jerusalem.
得了教训以后呢，他从那个地方开始呢，又出行民间，要到以法莲引导。百姓归向耶和华他们。
So after that, he teaching, he went again among the people to the entry of Ephraim and have them teach him upon the judging the land to teach them.
20章之后呢，我们就看到摩押跟亚门人又来了。
We chapter 20, the Moab and Ammon.
其实历代志，历代志在北南国里面给我们看见一件事情。
So in the chronicle, we see in the northern south kingdoms.
很多的事情接踵而至。
So a lot of things that continue to go on.
不要以为平息一下啊，胜利了。
Don't think that just there's a rest or peace.
得胜是为我们下一次征战再得胜的预备。
So our victory this time is to prepare for the next victory.
这一个呢是神在历代志给我们看见。
This is what we see God made us see in the Chronicles.
那么这一次的战役很特别。
But this time is very special.
耶和华说你们摆阵就好，今天不要打。
The Lord tell them do not go to fight.
啊，二十章里面耶沙法惧怕了，便定欲寻求神。
So because Joshua was afraid, so he went to inquire the Lord.
定时祷告。
So he resolved to inquire the Lord and proclaim a fast for all Judah.
我们知道这一次呢，耶沙法的战役听耶和华的话，并且他怎么样？他把歌唱的摆在前面。
So we knew this time that Joshua followed the Lord and also put the worship before the war.
唱诗赞美神。
And sing and praise the Lord.
啊，我们下一次的这个成人主日学里面就有一个如何唱诗。
So in the next Sunday school, we're going to start have a class on how to sing and worship.
除了简单的发声以外
，besides just simply vocalizing,
还有一些节奏跟这个五线谱、简谱的看。
We need to learn the rhythm and the music scores.
我是要教你怎么样很专业的唱歌啊。
We're not trying to make you a professional singer.
最起码呢，我们知道怎么样来看谱。
At least we know how to read the music.
怎么样来敬拜神。
And know how to worship the Lord.
啊，我们会有从初级班、中级班啊。
We will have beginner and intermediate class.
那么我在的时候，基本上我会来教。
When I'm around, I'll teach myself.
我不在的时候，我会请另外一个人来教比较这个初级的这个乐理。
So if I'm not here, I'll have somebody who teach elementary class.
愿神祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们一生当中有许多的征战。
Lord, in our life we have many wars.
主啊，求主你帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
因为唯有你能够使我们软弱的胜过那刚强。
Only you can make our weakness become victory.
使我们这一些弱者能够胜过那些强胜。
So we as powerless will be able to win the mighty.Lord, may you be with us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
不要惧怕。
And not be afraid.
刚强壮胆。
Be courageous.
做大丈夫。
Strong and be a man.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.